Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Selling on deadlines. Today, we're going to talk about how to use deadlines in your selling process. One of the big obstacles salespeople deal with is the "let me think about it" or "I haven't looked at your information yet." Is there a non-pushy or non-salesy way to reply to that obstacle? Where do I go from there? How do I dig out of that customer resistance? Well, the answer is to sell on deadlines. In order of importance, sell on natural deadlines, then your customer's deadlines, and finally, your deadlines. Well, why are they so important? Well, here, again, I love the short answer, and that is some people just procrastinate until the last possible second to make a decision to spend their money. It's almost as if they think something will change between now and the last possible time to decide. Maybe they feel that given time, they won't even need to make a purchase. It'll just go away. Or that a better deal will come along if they just wait a little longer. Other customers may feel the decision requires time to think, analyze, and interpret data. Those take time, of course. More time than a customer has right now. So they hit the pause button on your closing question. Or maybe they're in that DISC profile that just needs time to think about decisions. The S and the C simply require more time. Often, they need time by themselves to just think or analyze the decision. And that's where deadlines come into play when selling. I like to break deadlines into three categories, from most important to least important to your customer. Well, the first is a natural deadline. These are ones created by a natural event or some absolute unavoidable time limit, like planting, harvest, weed or insect infestation, animal growth stages. Another natural deadline is created in certain areas of agribusiness by peak demand. For example, whole turkeys for Thanksgiving. You can't get away from that. Or beef during summer barbecue season. Another is March 15th for crop insurance. I even consider taxes to be a natural deadline. Even though those are man-made, the dates don't change without significant effort. Well, the second type of deadline is the customer's own deadlines. Customers have their own sense of urgency and internal deadlines that are important to them. Their buying process is the most relevant deadline. For example, not spending money until they have grain in the bin. Another is, that's the time of year we always buy equipment or sell grain or lock in crop inputs. Yearly planning is another deadline. Every customer typically has some form of planning. In agribusiness, this is the time when they plan budgets and allocate funds towards your products. With producers, this may be harvest, but prior to the end of December for tax planning purposes. Well, the third type of deadline is your deadlines. Last in the order of importance to your customer are those that we impose upon our customers. Early order discounts, special offers, promotions, 48-hour notice, delivery restrictions for route truck schedules. Any aspect of the buying from you that has a start or end date. And the reason I call them the least important to a customer is because they tend to think we can change them if we really want to. And often, we do just that. Well, currently in ag equipment, precision ag equipment, and certain crop inputs, there is an inventory deadline that is definitely something that can drive customer decisions. Tractors, combines, planters, Roundup, Fos fertilizer are in short to no supply. Customers that want a new 2022 piece of equipment need to decide now, or maybe even more like 6 months ago. Again, the reason to sell to these deadlines is to establish the real level of urgency needed with your customer. It's not to put them under pressure or back them into a corner. It's to understand how they put themselves under pressure. Establishing your customer's view of their deadlines is a great way to understand the timing of their decisions and when you need to make sales calls on them. More importantly, it can be a way for you to help your customer be a better buyer. For example, the producer that doesn't market their grain until it's in the bin will typically miss out on some of the higher markets. This strategy also defeats one of the main reasons for crop insurance. Well, when should I start asking about deadlines? I say the earlier the better. Customers are more open and willing to share their plans earlier or in the middle of the selling process. It's easier to get them to discuss this during the discovery phase as opposed to when you ask your closing question. I mean, at the point of closing, customers feel like they will be trapped by a salesperson if they were to reveal their deadline. So start early. Uncover the buying process they go through and the deadlines that you need to meet. Log them into your CRM program or in your customer file, and be sure to sell on deadlines. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you, and have a great day.